From Bala Sulam, Introduction to Tess, Item 54. Indeed, after the Creator sees that one has completed one's measure of exertion and finished everything he had to do in strengthening his choice in faith in the Creator, then the Creator helps him, and one is rewarded with attaining open providence, meaning the revelation of the face. Then he is rewarded with complete repentance. Let's read it again. Indeed, after the Creator sees that one has completed one's measure of exertion and finished everything he had to do in strengthening his choice in faith in the Creator, then the Creator helps him, and he is rewarded with attaining open providence, meaning the revelation of the face. Then he is rewarded with complete repentance. A question for a workshop. How will we merit the help of the Creator in every state that is revealed to us? How will we merit the help of the Creator in every state that is revealed to us?
First of all, we have to be aware that is the Creator, and we get to it by working with the friends and by the friends thinking of you and lifting you above yourself.
We will merit the help of the Creator if you will be in equivalence of form with Him, if you will be aimed towards the goal, meaning through the connection between us.
Yeah, the light works all the time. We just have to understand that it's working all the time. There are no changes in the light.
Our meeting place with the Creator is in the tent. We need to solder together these things, the turning to the Creator and the entrance, the integration with the desires towards the goal with the ten, and connect these me and these three into one thing.
The Creator is a system that governs everything and runs everything, and I'm not the operator. We need to be helped by that system. We have to annul before it, which is through the friends sitting next to me, to hear them. And my
annulment is only the beginning of the work. It's like putting yourself under the sun. The sun is always shining. You just have to make sure you're not in the shade. We'll do it through the connection between us.
The connection between us is a state where we help one another, think of one another, care for one another, and equalize as much as we can with this form And then the Lord will help.
We should also think about what exactly is the help that we want from the Creator. Help in what? How is he? How does he want to help us? And how do we want him to help us?
Well, it's not with fulfilling ourselves, but it's in the advancement of all of us together toward him.
So actually he will help us and will shine on us only if we ask for the friends, if we ask him to help the friends. Actually, from that place of coming out of myself, there the light starts shining on me.
As Asaf said, we'll make our will as his will, so he will help.
Wants to bestow. This is what we learn from Kabbalists. This is what they tell us. And for us to also want to bestow so that he will help us to bestow, again brings us back to the same pattern in which it is possible to bestow, which is the 10. And today we also realize that we have to expand this pattern or go with it until the widest circle to see that reality, the whole of reality, truly, the whole of the world is one kli of ten sefirot. These are all my parts. And we have to renew our connection to this kli, to integrate with it, to bestow in it, and to discover the Creator. And it is truly such a time where the whole of reality is becoming reunited into a single kli. This is the time we're living in.
We have to learn to ask. And maybe he always helps and we just don't pay attention.
Yes, that for the Creator to hear our prayer is for the Creator to hear the prayer over all the friends. This is the only key that works in the spiritual world, in which we can connect the Creator, the world, and the friends together.
The connection between the friends and the world begins with my annulment and my prayer for the friends.
Annulment, prayer. I wish we will truly reach a prayer from the bottom of the heart and not just lip service.
We'll move on to a silent workshop, a common prayer for the help of the Creator. Silent workshop, a common prayer for the help of the Creator.
Shiru lo zamru lo sikhu bechol nifleota Shiru lo zamru lo sikhu bechol nifleota Italelu b'shem kodsho, italelu b'shem kodsho, ismach lemevakshei Hashem, ismach lemevakshei Hashem. Italelu b'shem kodsho, italelu b'shem kodsho, ismach lemevakshei Hashem. Ismach le mevakshei Hashem.